Paid for by IMIC Incorporated.
The Cure with Amy Cabo is brought to you by IMIC Research. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us today. This is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo. We are live on The Biz at 8:80 a.m. The Biz. You can listen online, www.880thebiz.com, or download the app, 880 The Biz. You can also ask Alexa to play 8:80 a.m. The Biz. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is I was hoping with this show to create a platform where survivors of abuse or anyone suffering can learn from one another and periodically provide testimonials and advice from professionals in the field. We are all successful story because all that's happened, it's in the past. And being in the here and now means we have many more choices to recreate and rewrite history. And we can empower one another to let go by providing transparency where we can reach closer to the end of recovery, which is acceptance. We can learn to redefine our thoughts when we turn to prayer. And it's then that everything falls into place and we open our eyes, eventually replacing negative coping mechanisms with healthy ones. And there's always a solution, simply if you believe. Because for me, love was the answer to all my problems. But ultimately, God was my cure. Today, we have very exciting guests. We have Boris Nikolov.
Hey.
And hi, also, we have an author by the name of Dave Pelzer. This is an author that is very, very impressive. As an individual who represents overcoming adversity, Dave has dedicated his life helping others to help themselves. As a former Air Force combat air crew member, Dave's job entailed mid-air refueling of the once highly secretive SR-71 Blackbird and the F-170s stealth fighter. While on active duty, Dave was selected as California Volunteer of the Year. Dave has received personal recommendations from our U.S. presidents. Dave was honored as one of the 10 outstanding young Americans and later was the only American to be honored as the outstanding young person of the world. Dave is also the recipient of the National Jefferson Award, which is considered the Pulitzer Prize for the public service. Other recipients include Sandra Day O'Connor and Colin Powell. Dave is the author of 8 inspirational books. His books have been on the bestsellers list for well over 13 years combined. A Child Called It alone has been on the New York Times bestsellers list for well over 6 years. And Dave is the first author to have 4 number one international bestsellers and to have 4 books simultaneously on the New York Times bestsellers list. So everyone, please help me welcome an individual who believes that our only limitation is ourselves, Dave Pelzer. Hello, Dave.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Dave, I read a little bit about your first book, A Child Called It, and you're an inspiration to me because for someone that has endured, you know, different kinds of suffering for about 25 years, different kinds of abuses, and I thought that for someone that I had gone through something, but when I read about you and what you have gone through and all that you have accomplished, it's an inspiration to many of us.
Well, one, thank you so much for saying that, but I have to be truthful. I mean, right now I'm in the vehicle. We've had major floods here in Northern California, and I'm a fire captain in the Russian River, Monte Rio area. And it's kind of like a perspective. You know, you think, oh, my God, I'm going through a divorce, which is terrible, or something happened to me or against me, or maybe something happened to me 40, 50 years ago. Poor me. And then, you know, there's a certain reality of life. You know, maybe God kind of put something in your path to make you realize, okay, I survived cancer. I survived abuse. I can survive a divorce. So to me, I mean, at this moment in my nanosecond of my life, it is a matter of perspective. I was very lucky that I had people behind the scenes. I was very lucky that I was rescued at this appropriate age. Very lucky, fortunate to have social services and foster care. So it's almost like when people say, you're in a circle of prayers, and you just nudge that off. I mean, that's a huge thing. So you kind of have to look at the perspective and the aspect of what do you have and what have you done, and now what can you do about it?
Yes, as for me, my experience was that I've always turned to God. I guess I had no other choice because I absolutely had no one. And somehow, whether I knew it or not, God has always blessed me because somehow I survived. He put the right person in my path, or I was in the right place with the right situation, or I got the right advice, or...
And part of this is about... And pardon me for interrupting, but part of this is about what I call tumblers in life, when certain things connect at the right time, at the right place. And again, and this is important for your audience, is to understand, okay, there's a message here. I'm receiving something. What am I going to do about that? Because a lot of people get perpetual. They get in the same broken relationships. They continue doing self-destructive behavior. You know, and there's a definition when I work with those in program. Alcoholics and those who abuse drugs. What is the definition of insanity? It is doing the same thing over and expecting, oh my gosh, that different result. So you have to be strong enough and give yourself permission to say, you know what, I'm going to fight through this. I'm going to do whatever I can. And it may not be the thing that you want at the moment, but if you continue to fight for what is righteous and continue to fight for a just cause for yourself and for your own betterment and that of your family, eventually you will succeed and somehow be stronger. We see this all the time with athletes. We see this all the time with single moms. We see this all the time with veterans. We see this with children who are fighting cancer. To them, it's like, okay, I can do this, and they just propel so well in their life.
Well, I've been doing a lot of reading, and also I am a member of a CPTSD group in Facebook. And there is a psychologist by the name of Beverly Engel who wrote an article. I've been telling people that they have to forgive themselves and they have to learn to love themselves.
Yes.
And that's important in order to be able to function well in society and be able to help others. And she put it in a very interesting way. She said it's some kind of shame that the people who survive abuses, especially long-term abuse in childhood, that they carry this shame with them. And
well, it's all they know. I mean, that's because children live in a very black and white world. And that's when you start to develop as a teenager. Okay, you start seeing that gray area, per se. So if all a child knows is they're bad or disgusting or, you know, that they're touched inappropriately, it is for them normal behavior. That's why in my case, because if you look at the first 4 years of the very maternal years, bonding and trust, the first 8 to 10 years of our lives is 90% of our psychological makeup. 90%. Your values, wow. Your place in the world, how people may view you. So if you were abused as a kid for so many years, it's really difficult to debrief and learn new positive loving behavior. And again, I say this for the record, I was so lucky, right time, right place, that those tumblers, again, hint, hint, audience, came together.
Well, it took me, I'll admit, a long time because my example was, well, God, and he doesn't exactly come down and talk to you. So, you know, basically it was my faith and my friends that came along and the right situations that God helped me do. But also there's this stigma that comes with people who are abused. And even in the books, what they write, these kind of behaviors are almost expected of somebody who has been abused. And I did go through a lot of these things that, I mean, not breaking the law, but turning to drugs, for example. and, you know, self-medicating and wouldn't exactly make the right decisions. But that doesn't always necessarily have to be the case. That doesn't, I agree with it. I came to the realization that this doesn't have to be me. I don't have to be a textbook case. I don't have to fall suit. I don't. I can make my own life and I can make my own living. And I'm the one who chooses whether I live miserably or whether I live happy, whether I accept things as they come and just make the best out of them, or be uncontent and miserable because it's just never enough, or we're never enough, or we just don't feel good about ourselves. And that's what I'm trying to introduce, a new way of thinking. I understand that you're supposed to hurt, but it could change. And for me, it changed because I always believed in God. And I always pray to God. And on this show, I play different kinds of music. And I found a song about God that I will play for you. And here is "God Will Open Doors No Man Can Shut."
Hey, my Tennessee necessity was Hennessy and weed, ecstasy and jealousy, the penalty of greed. My lifestyle was affecting me and stressing me indeed, and never would think less of me, just left me there to be. Met me on my knees. Not everyone keep blessing me, and I ain't need to sneeze. Successfully, respectfully, my destiny was meant for me. No treachery ahead of me, integrity protecting me. Yeah, I admit I used to live amongst the hypocrites. A matter of fact, you should've wrote me a certificate. Hideous idiots feeding off of wickedness, sitting with misery and drinking all life bitterness. Looked in the mirror, I ain't like what I was looking at. Wish someone told me, man, to show me where the book was at. Found out the devil likes to hurt you and embarrass you. He likes to come around and terrorize the area. But that's okay, it only added to my character. Hey, Jesus, love you twin, and God was just preparing you. Now I love God the most and feed myself that perfect bread. Full of the Holy Ghost and stomping on that sucking set. God will open, don't no make shut, shut. God will open, don't no make shut, shut. Ain't nothing you can't do when you get God all of your trust. That ain't nothing you can't do when you get Christ all of your trust, yeah. I ain't even tripping, I say hi to all my haters. Hey, I ain't even tripping cause I know I'm highly favored. With Jesus in my Savior and he answers all my prayers. Man, ain't no love that's greater than the love of my Creator. Yeah. God will open, don't no make shut, shut. God will open, don't no make shut, shut. Ain't nothing you can't do when you get God all of your trust. There ain't nothing you can't do when you get Christ all of your trust.
Man,
yeah.
I was battling addiction, anger and affliction. All the struggles that I had, it had me battling religions. Even though I know what's right, I'd rather pass on my decisions. Plus it's gonna take a lot for me to fast and be a Christian. Till the day I hit my knees, he changed me fasting in an instant. He shed his blood for me and I ain't asked, but he insisted. The Holy Ghost he gave me, give me strength when I am tempted. And no, I am not perfect, but perfection is my mission. Man, listen, my mind was on my grind, I had my boys with me, trying to stack my paper up, but I ain't had no joy in me. Avoiding me was best, cause the hate in me was growing. I was sipping lean and blowing, drinking liquor, beans and rolling. But Jesus, I ain't ready, let me fix it before I come to you. But he said come to me and watch and see what I have done for you. Time is of the essence, and now I'm in his presence. Glory be to God, he opened doors for me in heaven.
God will open, God will open, don't no make shut, shut. God will open, don't no make shut, shut. Ain't nothing you can't do when you get God all of your trust. That ain't nothing you can't do when you get Christ all of your trust, yeah.
Savior, and he answers all my prayers. Man, ain't no love that's greater than the love of my Creator.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthecure.com or buying her book on amazon.com.
And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
Welcome back to the show. For those that are just tuning in, this is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo. We've opened up the lines, and if anyone would like to call, the number's 305-541-2350. Again, that's 305-541-2350. We're here with Boris Nikolov and a very special guest, Dave Pelzer. And Dave, I have to tell you, thank you so much for taking your time, even in your busy job as a fireman, helping people. Still, you never cease to help people, I guess. And that's just amazing that you've taken your time to talk to us today. Thank you, Dave.
Well, thank you much. We only have a few more minutes, so if you have a few questions, that'd be great.
Yes, of course. I just really appreciate your time because I know that a fireman's job is really busy.
Well, we're busy right now with the California floods and the Russian River, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, this is Boris. Thank you for being on the show. I just wanted to say maybe we wanted to tell our listeners, too, that it's important in cases like abuse patients or persons that have been abused to speak up about that, not hide it. What do you think about that?
Well, you just said that. That's
right.
There it is. Because I think some people, you know, they want a 12-hour answer. No, it's simple. If you're being abused, get help. You can tell, I mean, and right now, in this day and age, we live in a very open society. When I was raised, you didn't talk about religion, money, medical situations, let alone sex. You know, we didn't really have women's rights. We didn't have rights for African Americans in a sense. But now we live in this age, it's okay to get mental counseling. It's okay to whatever your sexuality is. So why would someone say, oh my gosh, I'm being abused or I know about abuse and I got to keep my mouth shut? No, get the help you need. There's no shame in that. And at the same time, maybe, you know, because there's an old line that hurt people will hurt people.
Right.
And maybe some people were abused. They don't know this is wrong behavior, don't realize the magnitude of that. Get help yourself, please.
Well,
very
that's
good.
What
I've
been
you for
saying
that.
And I try to stress it to please educate your children, because I was abused from about 7 years old that I can remember until 15, and it only occurred because I did not know it was wrong. I thought I was the one at fault. I was the bad one. And if we educate our children early, then they can know something's wrong and they can come and speak to us about it. But if you guys go on Amazon, you can find A Child Called It. And Dave, I did read the summary of the book. Could you just share with us a little bit about your story?
You know, in a nutshell, because I do have to go here in a few seconds, is it's to me as a writer, I mean, obviously self-autobiographical, but it was a story about this little kid that didn't quit, you know, this little kid that was very resilient. And it was a story about myself being raised in the early 60s in, you know, middle California, you know, upper lower class. And my mother, she was abused as a child. And she was raised to keep her mouth shut, to marry Mr. Man, to pop out a few kids. And then with the addiction with alcohol and other issues that she had, targeted me as a very young child from age 4 to basically age 12. And I was told by my teachers and other people years later when I was in foster care that my case was one of the most severe cases of child abuse, you know, at the time. And to me, it was never a story about abuse or woe is me. It's, again, that little Rocky Balboa type thing, that everybody in life takes a hit. Everybody is somehow not treated as well or as respected or being as safe as they should be. And it's kind of like, what do you do about it? And that's what I've been fortunate in my life is to somehow take some things that are kind of bad and just keep working at it. You know, keep trying to be a good person at the same time, knowing that I'm lucky and maybe, you know, do three or four nice things a day for people.
Nice. Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much, Dave, for being with us. I don't want to keep you much
longer. Thank you for having me. No, and thank you.
I know that you have to get back.
Thank you for having me, and sure. Thank you for the work that you folks do, all right?
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Sometimes it takes a village to help those who are suffering.
All right. You all take care, and God bless, okay?
You too. Bye-bye. So, guys, basically, that's what it's all about. Just have faith. Believe in God. Don't ever lose hope. I'm going to share with you guys something that somebody had posted, and I wanted to share it with you. She was posting it for somebody who was suffering, who was troubled. I'm going to say it's called Be Strong. What happened, happened. You can't change it. You can't go back and fix it. You can't change who they were or how they handle things. The only thing you can do now is heal it. Learn to change your internal dialogue to something positive. Hug that little girl inside that needed someone who wasn't there. Look at yourself in the mirror and let go of those old hurts. Stay present. Stop brooding. Stop looking back. Stop punishing the woman you are now for the things other people did to you back then. Choose to become the person you needed when you were younger. Heal yourself by healing others. Imagine the good a person like you could do in the world. And I was so moved by that because I do believe that we're not here by chance. We are not born here by chance. Giving birth and being born, it's not that easy. For example, I had 9 pregnancies and only 3 born children. We are born here with a purpose and with a reason, and I believe that our whole life is predetermined, but we have a choice, like I had a choice, and I had to learn through trials and tribulations, and I'm glad I did, because I can relate to a lot of other people that are also human. Not everyone's strong all the time. I understand that.
But it's okay to admit that you're not strong. And then do something about it. Just get different expectation. Don't expect to have everything done the way it's supposed to be. Just have the expectation that they're realistic for you.
And it's okay to hurt. It's okay to need help. It's okay to need medication. It doesn't mean you're broken. It just means you're human. But also know that you're super special.
Superhuman?
That you have abilities that you didn't even think possible, as long as you have God by your side. Here's a very beautiful song that I also found. But for those that are tuning in, I just want to let you know, this is The Cure. I'm your host, Amy Cabo. You're listening to 880 AM The Biz. And if anybody would like to call in, the number is 305-541-2350. Again, that's 305-541-2350. This is Keeping the Gospel Better Way.
Let them in because they're all the same. trust, there's no loss.
I'ma get them before they get me. I don't know you, don't step to me. No compassion, and now I'm empty. Hate in my heart, this how the world made me. I'ma get mine, it's who I gotta be. Nowhere to go, no one to show me.
I understand your story, because I've been where you are. But when I gave my life to Jesus, his blood covered every scar. There's a better way.
Tell me that better way.
Jesus is his name.
I'm ready for that change.
There's a better way.
Tell me that better way.
Jesus is his name.
I'm ready for that change.
There's a better way.
Tell me that better way.
Jesus is his name.
I'm ready for that change.
There's a better way.
Tell me that better way.
Jesus is his name. I understand your story, because I've been where you are. But when I gave my life to Jesus, his blood covered every scar. There's a better way.
I found that better way.
Jesus is his name.
Now I'm not the same.
There's a better way.
Found that better way.
Jesus is his name.
Now I'm not the same. I understand your story, 'cause I've been where you are. But when I gave my life to Jesus, his blood covered every scar.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthecure.com or buying her book on amazon.com.
And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
We are back. Thanks for joining us. This is The Cure, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo, on 880 AM The Biz. We've been talking about abuse survivors, people who are suffering, how to overcome adversity, and different ideas. And last I was speaking, I was saying that we are all special. And one of the little exercises that came to mind, just to show how special we are, I guarantee anyone can make beautiful sayings out of the letters of their name. For example, my name is Amy, A-I-M-E-E. So A stands for aim to be a blessing for others. I stands for illustrate a good example. M stands for motivate resilience despite any obstacle. E stands for earn respect and be humble. E again stands for empower yourself with God's love. And just because I was bored, I did it again. A stands for always believe God loves you. That was a big one for me. I stands for ignore negative thoughts. M stands for maintain a positive attitude. E stands for entertain with good influences. And E again stands for empower yourself with prayer. And here's a friend. Her name is Kelly. So K stands for kill every negative thought. E stands for enlighten those around you with God's light. Live as Jesus would. Love thyself, thy neighbor, and thy enemy. Yours is the power, the glory, and the throne for Jesus. That spells Kelly. That's great. And you guys could always call in if you could make beautiful sayings out of your name. Remember the numbers 305-541-2350. Please be my guest. And I have to tell you, there I try to let people know that I've been through a very difficult life and I've suffered a lot of things, but somehow, some way I got through. And you know what? I was actually all right the whole time. And even when times are hard and I hit rock bottom and I was afraid of the unknown and I hid from God, God was always there for me. He always helped me. And even though it took a long, long time, he blessed me in ways I never even thought possible. I have amazing happy moments. And yes, sometimes I suffer a little sad moment here, a little sad moment there, nightmares where I wake up feeling sad, but that's okay. They don't compare to the amazing moments I share with my family. I enjoy my little dogs so much. My husband, you couldn't ask for one better. My kids are perfect in my eyes. And I couldn't ask for more. To be loved and to have so much to love. But when I read that article about self-compassion, she was talking about loving yourself. Having compassion for yourself. And I thought that was very important. But what I do is I think of how God has compassion for me. If I'm capable to have compassion for others, I cry sometimes when there's a sad scene at the movies because I can relate to that or I can empathize to the situation. If I hear of something sad, I can cry for them. I have a hard time crying for myself. So, then if we can be compassionate, imagine God that loves us perfectly, how compassionate he is towards us. And if he is so forgiving, then we can forgive ourselves. And we can treat ourselves with kindness and understanding. There's somebody that says it even better. And this is how God helps me. He puts things, I do my rosary on Facebook and I always post it. And I come across these things that sometimes show up after my rosary that really make sense in my life and really help me. And I can really relate. And it isn't every day, but man, when those days are wonderful. This is Cassidy freestyling about God.
I love my Lord Savior Jesus Christ with all of my heart. His light shines bright when it seems like life is all in the dark. He make you feel like it's alright when life is falling apart. And he always there to hear me when I call him to talk. He could turn your guilt into grace, your sin into salvation. So be patient when you're going through trials and tribulations. He's the creator of all creations, the ruler of all nations, who was crucified to save us from Satan and damnation. Now temptation hard to resist, hypocrites will try to mislead you. But I believe in God and that he provides for his people. He with you when you lonely, you hungry, then he'll feed you. And it's the truth that money's the root to all of this evil. That's why it's hard for the rich to get in heaven. The wealth will tarnish your soul. And knowledge and understanding is better than silver and gold. Your lust for money can make you burn like you cooking over the stove. But faith can make you twice as rich. I read this in the book of Job. Now I was told the Bible hard to understand because they wrote it back in the days. But if you pray, you'll be amazed how you comprehend every page. Now Easter, Christmas, and all the Christian holidays was made to generate paper, not to get a maker his praise. And now in this world we living in, been filled with hatred and war. We supposed to love each other, but not many spirits are pure. Soon Jesus will be back, that's in Matthew 24, to destroy the world with fire. He did it with water before. So get on your knees and repent to the King and sing the gospel. If you believe, the blessings you'll receive will probably shock you. You righteous and follow his commandments, they can't stop you. The devil is going to try to knock you, but God got you. From Genesis to Revelations, the Bible was education. I'm dedicating my life to Christ instead of Satan. But instead of waiting till your spirit is levitating, awaken out of that spell, because hell is devastating. Hey yo, the King been thrown, you sinning your skin and bone, but you ain't gotta swim in the fire and brimstone, cause you ain't in it alone. He's here to protect you, and he never neglects you. He's here to accept you. When wrong, he corrects you and shows you the right path to live like the righteous as long as your life lasts. Cause you should love God more than you like cash. Living a fast life will bring an end to your life fast. Worship the Lord, he created the earth and heaven. And please read John chapter 1 verse 7 and try to walk in the light. Nobody perfect, brethren, but I believe the words of Proverbs chapter 11. And I ain't trying to knock nobody else's religion. I just opened up my eyes and I made a wise decision. See, Satan divide and conquer. To conquer, he need division. But it's only one God. It should only be one vision. When you walk with God, no strength is lost, so keep walking. When you talk with God, no breath is lost, so keep talking. When you wait on God, no time is lost, so keep waiting. Some people hate, but no love is lost. Keep hating. The evil won't survive when my God defeats Satan. The water's gonna roar and the mountains will keep shaking. Therefore, to praise God what we here for. The devil gonna try to stop you, but God got you.
Amen. Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthecure.com or buying her book on amazon.com. And now we continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure on 880 The Biz.
Hello, welcome back to The Cure. This is your host, Amy Cabo. You're listening to 880 AM The Biz. And I'm here joined by Dr. Boris Nikolov. This show deals with trauma, abuse, mental illness, common misconceptions, treatment, and healing options. Also encourages positive behaviors and different ways to achieve that. And I had just played a freestyle that was amazing. It was excellent. And you'd be surprised that I have to tell you what prayer in the morning can do to start your day that way. And you'd be surprised after that prayer video, other songs come up that are soothing, that help you. Sometimes songs that make sense. It's not really a coincidence. You're supposed to hear them. You're supposed to see that post. Here's another way that I feel God helps me. I think he goes through people. He uses children. He uses animals. Why not? So one time I was an addict and I went to an NA meeting. I didn't last very long. I maybe went to two of them. But I ended up being one of the 10 people who received the daily word by a very nice lady who wishes to remain anonymous. And this daily word I wanted to share with you guys. Trust in God. We all have our days where we feel we can't survive. Sometimes dreams are shattered. Friendships may fall apart. Loved ones may hurt us. Finances may worry us. Sickness may overtake us. We may even lose people we love, but God will always be there to guide us through even the toughest of times. Never lose faith. Hold on to hope. Trust in God always. And that's what I always did. I always trusted God. When I thought I would be homeless, I trusted God. When I thought my daughter would die. I trusted God. When I thought my daughter would go live with her father and he'd have sole custody and the judge was ready to take it away and I wasn't capable of recusing her, I trusted God. And believe me, you, I did things I never thought it's possible. I never thought was possible. But maybe I was fortunate not to have everyone. God stepped in even more, I guess. I don't know. But he really helped me all my life. And as a result, I just really want to help others. I want to let everyone know that it's okay to talk about things, to write things down, join a group, a support group, in Facebook, write things down, talk to a friend. I believe that the more you talk about it, the more you desensitize yourself, the more you begin to accept it. The more you give other people the idea that it's okay to talk about it, to break the silence, so that we can slow down that vicious cycle that is only promoted by silence. So we have to try to maybe be there for one another. And we have to try and fight. Fight for what is right. Fight for your life. Don't give up. Don't surrender. There's no reason to. For those that are tuning in, you're listening to The Cure. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, on 880 AM, The Biz. And you are listening to 880 AM, The Biz. And now we're going to play Sunflower by Post Malone. Welcome back to the show. This is The Cure. This is 880 AM, and I'm your host, Amy Cabo. That song that I have to tell you, here's another thing that I do that I've learned to soothe myself. For example, even if you don't have a spiritual song that comes in, that song that just played, Sunflower, what does it keep repeating? You'd be left in the dust unless I stuck by ya. And you know what? So true. If I didn't have God, I'd be left in the dust. I wasn't supposed to make it. My brother didn't. He's homeless. I can't help him. I tried. I don't know how I got as blessed as I was, but I know that if I didn't have God, there's no way I'd make it. And no matter how strong I think I may be, I always turn to God for strength through prayer. Always.
That's strong. I just wanted to also mention that there is a lot of support groups. As you say, if you guys go through anything that is bothering you, or you think that you're going through abuse, or you went through abuse in the past, go look for help. That is totally okay. There is support groups online, in Facebook, in psychcentral.com, through your local hospitals, or if you need to see a therapist, there is a lot of therapists or doctors that can help. Just look for help. Don't let go.
Also, you never know what happens if you say something. It'll alert people. Maybe that person that's abusing you, it's abusing someone else too. I thought about that when I wrote my book, because my pedophile is still loose. He has nieces.
That's incredible. Even though he was found guilty by two judges, he's still out. Well,
I never understood the justice system back then.
That's very weird.
But you never know. And I thought, when I write my book, I'm going to write it honestly, because I want others who may be abused by this same person to feel it's okay to come out and say something. I want people to know that it's okay, because it's not something we need to be ashamed of or embarrassed of. It's something that was done to us. It's something we didn't do, and something we're meant to survive.
Yeah, it's always good to talk about it. And then even for yourself, you help yourself by talking about it. When you actually pronounce it, when you speak it loud or put it in a piece of paper, you realize that what happened is wrong, and then heal. It was not your fault. It was somebody else that did it to you.
And also, you can be healing someone else by being able to talk about it, encouraging someone else to do the same. You can be helping someone else. And I think that's the best way to heal yourself.
It's by feeling
like you matter, that you help others that you know how to love, that you love unconditionally.
That's nice.
You do without expecting anything in return, that you do just for God, just because he's done for you.
Yeah.
Anyhow, guys, it's hard to believe that we've come to the time of a closed show again. And I just want to say a big thank you to our guests, Boris Nikolov and Dave Pelzer, who were on earlier. And I just want to say a big thank you to our listeners. And I hope that I can talk to you guys. And next Friday, remember, every Friday at 2 p.m., we'll be on This is The Cure. And I'm your host, Amy Cabo.
Where's the love when I'm sitting in the air? I'm a broken star. turn nouns into verbs, to verbs. Where did love go when all is said and done? Where did love go? You put the running into
difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals from a very sincere and honest position Amy Cabo's life, a warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on www.godisthecure.com or buying her book on amazon.com. The Cure with Amy Cabo was brought to you by IMIC Research, 786-310-7477 or www.godisthecure.com. Tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. for The Cure with Amy Cabo right here on 880 The Biz.